It is Tuesday. We do check in with the city of Bloomington and the city council. And Tim Mayer is our guest this morning. Tim, good morning. How are you?
I am good, thank you. And how are you?
Are you a Cubs fan or a White Sox fan?
Neither, actually.
All right, good. Then you're a Cardinals fan. That's how it should be. Is that how that works?
I'm not going to tell you.
That's all. You don't have to. You don't have to at all. But you do have to tell me what the heck's going on with the city council. The last time we talked to you, you had another meeting about the Dunhill complex and heard more thoughts and comments and more questions and questions kept popping up with that. Remind us of what we found out on last week's meeting.
We did. We did have a meeting last week, and we did talk about the Dunhill complex. Towards the end of the discussion, a motion was made to move it on to our November 9th meeting, which is a Wednesday. So the issues that were discussed and the concern is the number of residents, so the density of the project, and also concerns about parking. So,
and when those issues come up, Tim, just to give people some perspective here, we've heard numbers pushing, what, in the 800s for bedrooms and 600s for parking spaces. I'm just approximating here. I'm not looking to start anything. What are the people looking to, the neighborhood people looking to cut that density in half, in a quarter, 10%? Talk about kind of what the negotiation or the want is at this point.
Well, that is not clear from the residents or the neighbors.
They just know it's too much, and they don't want that many.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah. That's correct. They just see it as and you know, it is a big project, so we have to face that. We have to admit that it is a big project, and of course their concern is that it's going to change the complexion of the neighborhood, which I agree with them. I think it will change the complexion of the neighborhood. So, you know, then we have to decide how to, you know, do we go forward with a project of this nature or we deny it. And
how does it get to your desk, so to speak? Doesn't the Planning Commission kind of handle all this? Why are you, I guess, involved this late in the process? Why wouldn't the Planning Commission have to deal with all this stuff?
Well, the Planning Commission has dealt with it, and they forwarded it on to the City Council. The reason it comes to City Council is because it is a change of zone. It's going from a residential, multifamily residential zone to a planned unit development. So the planned unit development gives the developer and the Plan Commission and the City Council the opportunity to take a look at the density, the parking ratios, the height of the buildings. You know, there's a checklist that you can go down. So when you go from a specified zone like multifamily, it's very specific as how many people, you know, they do it by acreage, so how many people per acre can be in that project. So when you go to a PUD, that takes that limit off the table and gives you the opportunity.
How high does an acre stretch into the sky?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know.
Yeah, that's probably a theoretic for some other day, but that's part of it.
The point is, when you go to a PUD, it's a negotiation as opposed to a fixed set of standards.
So the Planning Commission keeps them between the lines of what could be, and then if you want to change it, that's where you guys come in.
Yes, and what occurs at City Council is the council has the opportunity to do what is referred to as a reasonable condition. So, for example, if they are providing, as in your example, 600 parking spaces, the council can say, well, we think it needs to be, you know, they do it by ratio of beds to parking spaces.
Right.
So, and I think this one is 0.8 or 8. It's close to three quarters of the beds. So, you know, the council can say we think we need more parking, or there's one council member advocating for less parking. So, which, you know, may or may not fly, but those are the kinds of negotiations that you can, reasonable conditions that you can apply. So, for example, if council did not like the some of the exterior materials used on the building, a reasonable condition would be that the developer would have to look at other materials to satisfy that that requirement.
We're speaking with Tim Mayer, who's a member of the Bloomington City Council. And Tim, let me ask you this. In your meeting on November 9th, with respect to this particular project, if the council says yes in the majority, is it done or does it have to go anywhere else after that? Are you the final vote?
Well, the decision to become a PUD is accepted. So, yes, that finishes that part of it. But then it must go back through the Plan Commission, not because of council action, but because of planning policy, and that would be okay. For the site plan review and approval. So
there could be changes even after your meeting on the 9th.
Yes, but they would be minor tweaks to the development plan. Yes.
So is this the last time you're going to talk about this coming up on the 9th?
It has to be the last time, because if we do not take action on it, then it defaults to the Plan Commission's recommendation. So the City Council must act on it on November 9th. And I think we have 90 days from, I think that's correct, 90 days from Plan Commission action, then it comes forward to the City Council. So, it's already been through the Plan Commission. They've decided, yes, they want to go forward with the PUD, so now the Council has its opportunity to take a look at it. And if we do not act on it, then it becomes what the Plan Commission decided to forward to us.
And these couple of weeks here, tell me what goes on. Do you do research? Do you listen to constituents? What is putting it off two weeks do?
Any council member has access to any of the parties involved. So, I personally could call up the developer and say, I think you ought to consider doing more parking. What do you think about that?
Yeah, all right, gotcha.
It could be as simple as that. So,
you're just trying to give both sides of the story as much information you can, and you almost have to play judge and jury here, right?
That's correct.
All right.
Yep.
Tim Mayer, that's why you're an important guy. City Council.
Well, it puts a very difficult decision in our lap, and that's I think why council members are cautious going forward.
Tim, tomorrow your meeting will be a committee of the whole meeting, which
that is correct.
What's on your business agenda?
Well, if you look at the agenda, it's pretty simple. Committee of the whole meetings means that we will get down to work right away. So we have two things before us. One is Ordinance 1624, and that is for another conversion of residential zoning to a PUD, and this is a project located at the intersection of Hillside and Henderson.
Gotcha.
Southeast corner. It's currently, there's a couple of homes on the property, so that one's coming up. Which I suspect will be equal to intensity of discussion that we just had on Dunhill. So I think we're looking at a long discussion on that. And that would be followed by a second ordinance on our agenda, which is putting forward a proposal by Councilmember Volan to establish a commission on parking. And I think I'm going to have to wait to the meeting before I can discuss that one. But what Councilmember Volan is proposing is to establish a commission of I believe, 9 members to discuss and propose parking policies.
I thought the meters solved all those parking policies.
I'm sorry, say again?
I thought the meters were handling all these parking policies.
Well,
what Councilman Volan has to put together. We got to do something. We can't just can't sit around and let sleeping dogs lie. We've got to get it rolling. I hear you. Let's do it. Fire it up.
Well, I think it does involve, of course, parking meters, but I think it's broader than in concept. I think it's broader than that. So,
is this a citizens advisory committee kind of thing?
No, it would be a commission that would be able to advise the administration on policy.
Interesting. I didn't know there was a clamoring for this. It's always that's why we talk to you on Tuesday morning, so we get to learn something. We're going to talk to Adam Wason here in about 5 minutes, Tim, and we'll hear about the speaking of committees. I don't want to call it the trash committee. I don't think that's right, but it's something like that. So.
I think that's probably a good term for it. Trash committee.
All right. Yeah, I mean, because that's what they're dealing with.
To be precise, it would be trash and recycling committee.
There you go.
Right? Yeah.
So we're going to get his thoughts.
That is a little different. That is basically what I would refer to as an ad hoc committee. So it has work to do, and once its work is done, it will go away. But what Councilmember Volwin is proposing is a commission. So it would be very much like a plan commission or a board of zoning appeals or, you know, something along that line, which is very different because it has members appointed by the city council and by the mayor.
Anyone on the council can create one of these committees as long as it's got backing and goes through the proper channels?
Yes.
Okay. I just don't know how these work, right?
Well, the City Sustainability Commission was established that way by request from a council member. The Environmental Commission, which has been in place many, many, many years, but that was also a citizen-driven initiative that came forward. So, yes, the City Council can propose and create legislation to establish a board or commission. Of course, the mayor has the veto opportunity if they so choose. I think part of what I'm hearing about this proposal is that the administration is looking for probably a broader look at it as opposed to just parking, but maybe transportation and parking.
So once you put one of these together, you can add to it or expand it to see as you see fit?
Well, you could, but you would go back through council process again.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, that's why we have you on to explain all this stuff. Don't blink. We got action. We got stuff moving in all kinds of directions. All four angles of the compass are up and jumping around. Tim Mayer is our guest this morning. What time is meeting time tomorrow?
Well, the meeting time tomorrow is 7:30, and it is a committee of the whole. So that what that means is it'll be chaired by a council member, and this case, it'll be Councilman Dave Rallo, who will be the chair of the committee meeting, and we'll hear the residential mixed-use proposal for the Henderson Hillside intersection.
How many sleeping bags will this be?
Well, again, I think the PUD request will take some time, and I also think
will it go quicker because you've just gone through this with the Dunhill project?
No, I don't think it'll be
apples and oranges.
It's a totally different situation because it's a different part of town, different neighborhoods involved. So I think it's just they're individual cases, and you have to look at them in that light. So.
Well, it should be exciting, and we hope.
I suspect. So getting down to the sleeping bag count, once we throw in the parking commission, which I think will generate a lot of discussion, probably two sleeping bags.
Ooh. Oh, a long Ooh. One. So make sure that everybody get, make sure you get a good nap tomorrow. Make sure you eat your fruits and vegetables.
I do think it'll be a longer meeting.
Okay, good. Well, I think that's sometimes that is productive, and so everybody can get their side of the story out there to hear all the angles of what how folks can be affected by it, and we'll hear a wrap up from it next Tuesday morning.
Sounds good.
You're the best.
Talk to you next week.
Ever.
Take care, Tim.
Yep.
Tim Mayer, city councilman, chumps in. There you go. You want to know stuff? Boom. Knock it right out of the park. How you can put all this stuff together and how government works right here locally, Keith. It's impressive. And we appreciate Tim's time every Tuesday morning, and we'll get more from him next week.